since you have an emotional charge to it, could you not have your husband actually go through, and I think you would trust him to know what's valuable in terms of value sake, not just emotional connection?
Yeah. I never thought of that.
You could potentially have, and he could probably do it at about 10 minutes, right?
You aren't kidding.
Because I remember you said, he's a minimalist, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. There's no sentimentality. Oh, my gosh.
So one way that you can avoid stepping on booby traps that are going to be there, but I can understand if you want to make sure there's not a nice ring or something valuable, but I think you could trust that he would know what's truly valuable.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So that's just an idea. I mean, this is what you want to do to be able to navigate.
That's a great idea. And I think if they didn't live in the home we built, I mean, most people have a timeline or something. They have to go clean out their parents' space, or they have to do something. So I don't know whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, is that I kind of kept their rooms kind of like a memorial sanctuary. So now I, know that I have to confront it, and I can't just keep it. It's kind of getting maudlin and kind of getting, it's kind of not a very effective use of space. And I know they would want me to move on. So, it's kind of like, it's every day kind of reminder, because you live in their, in their space. So it's not like you can distance yourself and say, okay, I got it over with, because every day I'm in their rooms.
They're not living in that space anymore.
I know.
And it's not their room anymore.
I know. And I have to
That is literally the illusion of the projection, kind of like the projection of the reel you were talking about, the film. Mm-hmm. That is a projection. That is not really there. It's just a projection of light onto that wall or whatever. It's just a projection. And if you can understand the power that you are literally the projector, projecting this meaning onto that room, that it's their room, they're living there. No, the sanctuary is literally all made up in your own mind. Yep. If you can understand the power of that, if I walked into that room, would that be a sanctuary to me?
You wouldn't know, no.
So understand that it's all happening within you. And so you are 100% in control of saying, oh, you know what? They're in a so much better place right now. Wow. They are so living the high life, they don't even need material things anymore. How cool is that? I'm sitting here playing so low of a game that I'm so worried about materialism, material things. They're living at a place that they don't even understand pain anymore.
Right.
Like, or clutter. Elaine, pain or clutter, right? They don't even know what clutter is, because there's no material things. It's all whatever you believe, right?
Right.
And again, if you can truly get there and go, oh my gosh, that sanctuary is all my projection.
It is.
And I'm making it up.
I am.
Yeah, and you can absolutely switch the perspective that their sanctuary is in heaven. And their home, their room, they have gone home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can shift that to, you are looking at a room and depriving yourself in this present day of using that room, because it's full of things that don't serve you or them.
Right. It's not serving. You're absolutely right.
we're only concerned, for all the ladies on the line, you're only concerned in the present, today. What is serving you today? Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. And if something doesn't serve you, then that makes the decision making so much easier to either donate it or discard it.